In this bulletin, the contract of shock jock Alan Jones under threat. Prime Minister Scott Morrison vows to crack down on activist group GetUp. And in cricket, Australia is fighting for an Ashes victory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Radio host Alan Jones' contract could be at risk if the broadcaster makes further offensive comments on air. Alan Jones is a presenter for the 2GB and 4BC stations owned by Macquarie Media. A company statement was released following Mr. Jones' comments suggesting the Australian Prime Minister shove a sock down New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's throat. The warning says Mr. Jones apologised for his actions, but if he makes any more comments of a similar nature, his contract will be terminated. A man has died in Sydney after a confrontation with police on Saturday night. New South Wales police say they were called to a home on the Northern Beaches after reports of a domestic violence incident. It's alleged a man armed with a shotgun pointed it at police before he was shot in the leg and later died. A critical incident investigation has been launched into the 53-year-old's death. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will crack down on activist group GetUp. He is accusing the group of bullying, misogyny and undisclosed links to the Labor Party. Mr. Morrison hinted at another inquiry into the independence of the organisation, stating their behaviour at the last election was inappropriate.
I mean, I thought their behaviour in the most recent election was disgraceful. It wasn't only the sort of misogynist attacks we saw here on Nicole Flint, but the pillaring of the Surf Life Saving Association and taking surfing rescues, as seeing it as some sort of light entertainment for political advocacy in what they did read Tony Abbott, and frankly the way they engaged in the attacks on Josh Frydenberg, and now we're seeing anti-Semitic attacks on Josh Frydenberg.
GetUp campaign director Miriam Lyons says a new investigation would be a waste of public money. Australians will pay their respects today on the 53rd anniversary of the Battle of Long Tan. It is known as one of the toughest battles involving Australian soldiers, where 18 died and more than 20 were injured. Sunday also marks Vietnam Veterans Day to remember the 60,000 Australians who served during that war. Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong have vowed to keep demonstrating after a mostly peaceful protest was held on Saturday. Schoolteachers are joining this weekend's rally, and bigger crowds in the thousands are expected on Sunday. Demonstrators began voicing their opposition to a planned extradition bill and now say they are fighting the erosion of a one-country, two-systems arrangement. In the AFL, Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley says his club can do better after its loss against North Melbourne. The Kangaroos demolished Port Power 144 points to 58, with North Melbourne turning around a low-scoring game the previous week. Hinckley says he can't predict how the next game will go, but the team will analyse its play in order to improve.
There's no easy way out of it. It's not a miracle cure. It's one about, you know, we just got to keep going there and keep working hard.
And Essendon has secured its spot in this year's finals after a win over Fremantle this weekend. In tennis, Australian Ashley Barty hasn't regained her world number one ranking after she lost her semi-final at the Cincinnati Masters. Russian Svetlana Kuznetsova defeated Barty in straight sets 6-2, 6-4 after the Australian won the first two games but failed to advance. In cricket, Australian Steve Smith suffered a hit to the neck and a bruised arm during a serious scuffle at Lord's. Smith was being described as central for day four of the second Ashes test, but his arm injury could hamper Australia's hopes of advancing a 1-0 series lead. The batsman wanted to return to the pitch after the incident, but then retired upon doctor's advice. Medical professionals will continue to assess Smith for signs of concussion. England has closed with a lead of 104, giving Australia limited chance of victory. And now a look at today's forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 17. Adelaide, showers and windy, 13. Melbourne, showers developing, 17. Hobart, rain at times, 17. Canberra, early fog and late showers, 20. Wollongong, sunny, 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, similar conditions, 24. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, also sunny, 28. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 31. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.